Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Justice for Breonna and George, I pray that you rest well. When I was locked, I witnessed the murder right in the next cell. The seals beat that brother to death for smuggling next tails. Killed him while he was cuffed, and I bet that made all their chests swell. Elderberries with fresh kale, immune to your viruses that infect males. In tune with the Bible and his possessed spells.
Let's go.
No need to test hell, we felt the brother's pain. He was suffocated with knee, now the country's waiting to exhale. I'm even killed, but I've even killed. I demand respect and I won't leave until I'ma bet on black like I was Stephen Hill. Living in them shacks and thinking we should kill. Now they say it's cap, you thinking we should kneel. How they held us back will be a secret still. You don't hear them screeching wheels, you don't hear them shots fired. Firearm I keep concealed, plantation cops hired. They hear the police to fear,
American dream.
You sleeping if you believe it's real. How you think my people feel? We ain't dodging bullets cause we seeking thrills. I done see some shit that make a preacher squeal. They say we sick because the streets is ill. Heart is cold enough to give the
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that boy Ransom be rapping, boy.
That nigga was snapping, bro.
Real hip hop.
Well, I don't hear more of him.
He out there. You gotta go find him. So.
Nah, I'm tired of that shit, though. I always gotta keep finding this great art, man, when this shit should just be in plain sight.
Sometimes that's how it is. Great art you gotta try to find.
Jesus Christ, man. Woo, that shit's fire, man.
It's fire.
Thank you, Dave, for putting me on that one. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Dave B.
We are here. Another motherfucking episode. Episode 97. Fuck with us. Thank you for all the ones that do. I appreciate y'all copping them shirts, too. A few of y'all been copping them shirts on the regular. Yo, I appreciate it. We still got them. Different colors. All that shit. Fuck cancer.
Yeah, I'm fucking up. Somebody asked for a shirt. Last week.
What?
Yeah, they need a 3X.
Tell them we're going to take care of that, man. We got them. Don't even worry about it. We got them.
It's my fault. I got you.
I got a 4X right now, too. We'll figure it out, man. What's going on with you guys, though, man? How y'all feeling, man? What's going on? How y'all living?
Feeling good.
Funny how I said 3X. You talking about 4X. Right. He's gonna make nigga bigger.
Tell that nigga.
Nah, he need a 4, son. Is it 3? Nah, he need a 4.
Tell that nigga to tuck it in.
Yeah, like, god damn, you can't sell no shoes. You wear 12s? You need 13, little nigga.
You can grow in them, nigga.
Yeah, flipping, flapping everywhere.
Well, the nigga might still be growing. He's like, what you want me to do, man? I didn't know.
And he also might be a grown man, too. Yo, you gonna grow in them? No, no. I'm
wrong. Yeah, you grow. Yeah, what the
fuck? It's over with.
Thanksgiving coming up. Y'all got any plans for Thanksgiving?
I'll be working.
You gotta work on Thanksgiving
as usual, right?
Damn, bro.
Yeah, COVID made Thanksgiving trash this year. So you know, we usually have people come down here visiting and shit, but you know. It ain't happening, you know, due to safety reasons. But you know, we got a few older people in our family, so we definitely don't need them traveling if they don't have to.
Yeah, Yeah, the COVID fucked up the holidays. I agree with that.
Yeah, well, you know, we're gonna make it work though.
Do what it do.
It's our first Thanksgiving with our OG. Mm-hmm. My mom got me cooking and shit, so I'm gonna do a few things. Mm-hmm. You know, there's rack of lamb here and there, salmon. You know, she gonna bring some sides like some mac and cheese.
A lamb? You know how to cook the lamb? Oh, I. What you gonna put on the lamb?
That's different for Thanksgiving. Sounds good though.
Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you the secrets of what I put on the rack of lamb. Just know I know how to do it on the grill, bro.
Okay.
I tell you off of Mike. You vegan. I tell you off mic.
So you gotta use vegan butter or something?
I use olive oil.
Vegan seasonings.
I use organic seasoning.
Vegan seasonings.
I'm not a vegan yet, man. I'm not a vegan yet. Shut the fuck up, Moses.
You putting basil in kill for it.
Mm-hmm. It's from the earth. She wanted to do some Cornish hens this time. She said no turkey.
Cornish hens.
That was a
nice. Yeah, so small.
Smaller, but
yeah,
she said a couple of them, good, two or three of them.
Like, she was saying about six or seven of them.
Six. Oh, Cornish hens are real small.
Yeah, they're small. Yeah, they're small. You know what I mean?
They're good, though.
Yeah, they're fire.
We got them. I got my mother-in-law coming through. My mother's coming through.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping my brother come down for night deal. Y'all more than welcome. Pull up, you know, if y'all ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Not no party, no. Just something small, something light. You know what I mean? She said we wasn't going to do the... We was going to do the turkey. I was going to deep fry it, but she said she wanted to do the cornish hens instead.
I come
to
get my plate.
Did y'all frying the cornish hens?
No, I'm going to throw them on the grill, bro.
Oh, grill it.
I deep fried the motherfuckers, too.
I'm throwing the motherfuckers on the grill. I'm throwing everything on the grill, on the charcoal grill.
Putting that base
grill
on them?
I'm throwing everything on the charcoal grill, bro. That's a fact.
Make sure you have your cleaning station.
Oh, everything gotta be
fine,
clean.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything gotta be clean.
OG always had
don't
a clean
touch
station.
Nothing if you didn't wash your fucking hands. We don't move like that around here. Dirty water. So that's what my Thanksgiving is looking like. And then I said, after I finish cooking, I'm going out to grandma's house. You know what I'm saying? You know, I gotta go to grandma's house to get a plate.
You got to.
Gotta go to grandma's. I'm thankful to still have my grandma here. I know a lot of people don't got their grandmother here to still make that Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I'd be stupid. Like, my grandma, I'd be stupid spoiled. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, man. So yeah, shout out to grandma, man. She always hold us down at the pie too, send some fried chicken and some potato salad through.
Shout out to grandma.
Mm-hmm. So yo, let's do it, man. They did Gucci versus Jeezy, man. It was supposed to be Jeezy versus T.I.
I liked what they did.
You like the switch up?
Yeah,
I like to switch
it
up.
It was a good little verse, nice little beef at the beginning, nice little ending. At the end, they squashed a little beef. You know what I'm saying? So
it wasn't a little beef.
Nah, I was about to say it felt a lot of tension. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, I felt a lot of tension.
I wasn't trying to make a big deal, but yeah,
nah,
it's a
nah,
big,
I felt some
it's
nah,
a big beef.
Get into it.
Yeah, I felt tension.
It was a big,
and
beef,
I liked it.
But like we, like, end of the day, grown man. You know what I'm saying? What we doing?
That's a fact.
Now, so did y'all think you ever think it would happen?
Not really.
No.
When I first saw the flyer on Instagram, I said, get the fuck out of here. I didn't even believe it.
Yeah, I thought it was fake until I seen Gucci.
Yeah, I thought it was fake.
Until Gucci posted it, that's when I knew it was real.
And then I love when Gucci's running down the hill saying, yo, is fashion part of the verses, man? Because I'm going to have that shit on. And if Buddy come out here with that stupid ass hat and shit he got on the album cover, I'm not doing it, man.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
I said, oh, this shit is lit. He was like, yo, we going to be in the same room. All of that is official. We doing this shit.
But I ain't going to lie, yo. Jesus still like, Gucci said something. I was like, oh, $10,000 for the outfit, okay. She was like, I own shit.
I own half of Atlanta.
Fuck clothes, I own shit. What you talking about?
Atlanta. Yeah. Did you tune in at 8 o'clock?
Like, I was there sitting there waiting for like an hour for these motherfuckers to come out. But I was in. I copped the Apple TV. Mm. It was lit. I enjoyed the Apple TV. But man, everything about the battle, the verses, I just felt like it was just epic. It's legendary. I didn't even see this shit coming. Like, for them to have the real type of beef that happened in the streets back then when it was going on, I like me, I don't know if I could have been. I don't think I could have did that shit.
Mm. On if you was whom? You must be talking in Jeezy's
in Jeezy, perspective. Yeah.
Why not?
For the simple fact that, I was wrong for doing that type of shit. I mean, I guess I want to reconcile it, but you killed my mans. You taunting me about it. I don't want to hear that shit. But at the same time, in Gucci's perspective, really, I couldn't have did it because you did that shit. So if I really want to see you, when I'm seeing you now, I want to put hands on you. But they grown now, and I can see that. That's not going to happen no more. Right. Like, you know what I mean?
They got money.
Right.
They got way more money than they had now than, you know.
What is that, 15 then. Years ago?
Yeah, about 15 years ago. So I think from Jeezy perspective, he really don't have nothing to be mad about. Of course, the life was lost. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of on his shoulders. Mm. So I'm sure he's had time to deal with that internally.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think, you got to be a strong man to deal with that and take so much taunting from a nigga. You know what I mean?
We smoking on Pookie Lope tonight.
All that. It's tough.
Send another one. I'm going to send it back to you in a box.
It's tough. But he got to eat that because it was on him.
He got to eat that.
So, but
I'm saying,
was it on him
or did old boy do that?
I don't know.
See, that's the thing. Like, we don't really know. Mm. We just assuming.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when it all came out.
But Jeezy said, I got 10,000 on your chain.
This is what I'm saying. Nobody really said nothing.
So what if homie did get the chain? Is Jeezy still paying 10,000?
Are you going to let me finish?
I'm just asking.
You should wait until I finish. So what I'm saying is, like, we never got the full interview on what's really going on with them or what really happened. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is, if that's my mans and I'm holding shit down, like, you got shooters. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got shooters. Mm. So I feel like
they move without you
saying anything. You probably didn't say anything. You probably just like, you know, it's a rap thing. Like, I got on the chain. You said the chain. Say nothing about the motherfucking smoking nigga. You know what I'm saying? It was on them. Right. Did too much, so.
I mean, regardless, even if he was coming for the chain, you got a gun and I'm defending myself.
You got to defend myself, yeah.
You know, Gucci ain't know whether he was coming for the chain or for
his life. Man.
With that being said, like, it happened. So, with that being said, like, it was life being lost. Jeezy had to think about it, but I just don't feel like Jeezy acknowledged it. I just don't feel like you know what I'm saying?
You don't think he sent it?
I don't feel like he sent it. That's my personal
thing. Maybe old boy was moving
on his own.
Yeah, it was a movement. You understand? You got a movement. Like, niggas just move on their own. That's like with Suge Knight. You know what I'm saying? With his people. Like, they don't wait to Suge Knight. Like, they represent Death Row. So when they go tell Suge, you be like, you know what I'm saying?
So I got a question for you. Do you think you would have moved like Gucci during the during the verses, or you would have kept it Cope aesthetic? Like,
I mean, me personally, I felt like Gucci never changed anyway.
Just because he
got in shape and all that, and he's looking good, he's fit, whatever. I felt like Gucci mentality has never changed.
Yeah.
So I kind of felt that shit coming anyway. I just didn't know how far he was gonna go with it.
Yeah.
And he went there.
He might have dialed it down a little bit.
Right.
But he ain't really. He's still the same Gucci.
He's the same Gucci.
Yeah. Still the same Gucci, man. Especially when you seen that on Versus, I think you're like, it brought back the old Gucci. So that being said, with the whole thing, I like the way Jeezy handled it. He was like, one thing's for sure, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
two
right.
things for sure. I'm the real, you know what I'm saying? Right, it was like hard. That was like,
yeah, it was like a comeback.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't, I didn't know what was the comeback. You know what I'm saying? He could have like popped off. I'm like, man, fuck all that, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Smoke this. You know what I'm saying?
He felt like he wanted to do it. He was like, yeah, you talking too much, nigga.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Especially when Gucci was like, I don't want to talk. You know what I'm saying? Just break record. And then he kept trying to be like, then you playing that old shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, he playing that old shit, but he playing some old hits.
It's classic.
Like, you got songs, but this nigga got hits.
Gucci got hood classics.
Yeah.
Jeezy got street hood commercial classics. And they bang. They bang, yo.
Like, it was a good verse, though.
Bless you, Dave.
Thank you.
A lot of tension. But the ending was like, it was tough. You know what I'm saying?
It was solid.
Yeah.
Everything was solid. Gucci was fly. He was fly.
Yeah, like he always been.
He was fly. He had that shit on, like he said, after he was running down that hill. He had that shit on.
Of course.
Niggas look like a Nutter Butter, but his shoes.
Wait, what?
Nutter Butter. Yeah. He had that tan, that weed on. That shit was fire.
That shit was hard,
though. Yeah. Shout out to Verses and all that, because that shit is dope. I can't wait to see what they got next. I don't know how they're going to top that, but. Can't wait to see what they got next.
I think it was like over 5 million views.
Probably all together or something.
Yeah, all together between Instagram Live and Apple TV, all that shit.
Who you ready for?
I don't know, man.
I don't know what's going to top that. If they try to top that, I don't know. Like, it's,
can you top that?
50 and Ja.
That's not going to happen.
That's how I felt about. But you can say the same thing for. That's how I felt about Gucci and Jeezy shit. I didn't think that would happen.
They asked 50. 50 said no.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, they already did that.
Damn.
And besides, 50 and Ja both feel like it's a wrap. Like, you know what I'm saying? We can live on. We don't have to, like, you know what I'm saying? That's real life. We don't have to.
I think Ja would do it. 50 is not about to stand across from this nigga and look him in his face and not try to hurt this nigga.
Tell Ja and the Game to do it.
For what?
Ja and the Game.
That's right.
Nah, I ain't
with that. Nah?
What for?
They said 50 in the Game. What you think about that?
That'd be nice.
Somebody said that. 50 said he'll do it if he don't play none of his songs.
Nah, come on, 50, get the fuck out of here.
That's real shit.
Nah, what you mean? Those his songs. He wrote them.
Don't play the songs that I'm on.
Yeah, but
use your own shit. And I
want the ones he's on.
Yeah, off that first album. Don't play the songs that I'm on. I had.
You gotta understand, Game got a lot of hits too, so it's still
not Game.
That's two or three joints. That's it.
If he don't even play the first, you know what I'm saying, album, he still got a lot of hits.
He do. So he got 20 without the first album.
Yeah, so.
I want to see somebody in Versus R&B next, though. I want to see Mary with somebody, man.
You want to see her?
I really want to see Mary. I don't know with who.
Yeah.
I think it could be Mariah. You know what I mean? That's who I would like to see, Mariah and Mary. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Back like be the best fires.
I really want to see Puff and Dre, but that probably never happened. It's gotta be a lot of money involved.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
It's gotta be a lot of money involved.
We'll see though.
So my man Benny got shot though.
Alchemist
man.
And Derringer.
Bro, nigga, it's one team, nigga.
Yeah, come on.
No, one team. Oh, two different teams. Did a lot of tracks.
Yeah, everybody. It's just a few people got shot a few weeks ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago in Houston.
My man Benny got shot.
Oh, it's rough for the rappers right
Benny,
now.
Rest in peace to
Mo 3.
Mo 3. Rest in peace to King Von.
Rest in peace, King Von.
My son was putting me on King Von the night he got killed, too. That's what's crazy to me about it. He was like, you should check out King Von because he know I fuck with Lil Durk. And I was like, all right, I'll check him out. And then the next morning, I heard that night he got in a shootout or whatever. And I was like, wow. Like, this is sad, man.
I was watching, like, a little interview, and the dude was, I don't know who it was, I forgot. And he was talking, like, some people talk death on themselves. When I seen this video, him and Fabio Foreign, He was like,
I like that joint.
Yeah, this shit is hard. He was like, if I die, my niggas gonna scream the murder rate. And when he said that, like, we got a little chill. I was like, man, he kind of speaking death on himself. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, they been saying that shit since Biggie. Yeah. You know what I mean? All that life, that death shit. And, you know what I mean?
Speaking, it was sad though, man, because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, young rappers, Pop Smoke, they had something going. You know what I'm saying? It's bad when you got something going and you get shut down.
For them to be so young.
Yeah.
For them to be so young. We was like 26. Came around really 26 to, years old. Yeah,
really lived their life. They had more to live.
It just goes to show you the streets is still alive. You know what I mean?
Ain't going nowhere at that. That's the crazy part about it. Like,
right.
You get you leave the streets, but you're really not leaving the streets. If you still showing the street shit.
Yeah, but some artists lead the street, but don't really lead the street.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, look at C Murder. Like, he was staying in the hood still. It's like that hood environment. They just, you know what I'm saying? Some cats, you can't even take out the hood no matter how much money you give them.
But it's still, you still not a move, too, though, at the same time. You still not a move when you want
to. You got to move different. Some niggas don't want to move different.
Rest in peace, Chinks. You know what I'm saying? He ain't like.
Yeah.
Nip, rest in peace.
FG Duck.
Crazy out here, man. Well, they shot my man Benny in Houston, man. When I seen the news, I couldn't believe it. I was hoping it was fake, but it wasn't. He was at a Walmart. And I was watching his stories on Instagram. He was chilling the night before, you know what I'm saying, at the club, whatever, perform, whatever. Seen him driving his Rolls Royce truck. They riding Lamborghini trucks. I'm like, my nigga Benny, yeah, you already know, supporting the album, Burden of Proof. You know, it's my favorite rapper right now. And they see he got shot. I'm like, man, come on, man. What the fuck going on, man?
Like, I'm tripping on how.
And I'm like, I hope he ain't dead. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like one of the first things I'm thinking because type of shit is going
Boosie
on.
Boosie got shot too.
Boosie got shot. I think Boosie got shot in the crossfire or some shit. Man. Like, he wasn't a target, but he got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Get well soon.
What I'm tripping about is how, like, people be like trying to make fun of before even like know what's really going on. Like, he was moving slow. Like, what? what do you mean?
I don't know, man.
Like, shoot, when you get robbed, like, how you supposed to move? You know what I'm saying? Like, there ain't no way.
He's
like,
nervous.
Yeah, like, you don't know what can really happen. You think about everything.
They probably wasn't strapped like they want to be.
Yeah. Oh, he probably would, but just. He might have been, but just won't close the way you can get it. You know what I'm saying? Is it worth your life?
Right, right, you know what right, I mean? Right.
So, he thinking about all that.
Yeah, I'm glad he only got shot in the leg. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It should be trash to lose him as he's rising.
Oh, man, you know? Come on.
Just like the rest of the.
I would have cried. Rappers. I ain't going to lie. I'd have shed a tear. I just shed a tear for my nigga Benny if that would happen to him. That's why I'm glad he's still here, man, because he's one of the ones that's really saving true hip hop, gritty street rap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't need no L on that.
This nigga said he would have cried.
Fuck you, Dave.
Cry. I believe him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He cried with Martha Stewart.
I would have shed a tear. I would have shed a tear, my nigga.
He cried when Martha Stewart went to jail. You remember?
She wanted to snitch.
Martha!
Because she wasn't snitching.
She don't deserve it.
She wasn't snitching.
She made good pies.
She was holding down.
Martha.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Leave her alone. Leave Benny alone, too, please.
She good. She got the show with Snoop.
Yeah,
it's not on right now, but you
she
know
held
saying?
It down. Shout out to Martha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave everybody alone. Shit. Everybody's going through something out here in this fucking COVID bullshit. Mm-hmm. Just leave people the fuck alone, man. Mind your fucking business. Drink more water. Eat more fruits and veggies.
Mm.
We about to go into 2021, man. Ain't it? That don't
it's
mean
COVID getting people tripping.
2021
man.
Doesn't mean it's gonna get better.
Right.
Let's just be clear on that.
Yeah, they trying to push a vaccine out here. Be safe out here.
Yeah, fuck all that shit. Does not mean it's going to get better. We hoping it's going to get better is what it means.
Jesus Christ,
man. I got a question for y'all though.
What's up, Dave?
Top five groups, rap groups, right now.
Who going first?
I go first. Get out of the way.
Get out the way.
Come on. This right here, I'm gonna just go in the order. Dipset. It was a part of my life. Wu-Tang Clan, part of my life.
Using them as a whole group.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm mad.
That's a whole group. Like that was a crazy group. You know what I'm saying? Thinking about that.
I'm mad at that. My brother.
I was gonna use them as a group. So. That's two.
Mobb Deep. You're a hater. Flip Mode.
Flip Mode a group though? We saying the group?
Man, shut your ass up, man. Flip Mode's a group.
Right. It ain't a group or a label, man.
Right.
It was a group. Flip Mode. Did they not come out
with
they not come out with all right, then that's a group. What you talking about? What the fuck we talking about?
That's four. That's four.
Man. You know the top, Griselda. Conway. Benny. West Side Gunner.
You got Griselda as a top five group.
Yeah, Griselda is a whole.
No, I'm just asking.
Form.
I ain't mad. I'm the same
as. Yeah, I got a lot of the same of those too. A lot of the same.
What you got, Dave?
What you got, nigga? Okay,
damn. Yo, hold on. I even add an extra, man. Outkast.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, you know somebody's gonna say that. But God,
damn,
that
was my fault. You're a hater.
We might as well just name a couple people.
Nah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
First of all, I'm gonna
say to the locks.
You already know, right? Like, come on, man. Exactly. I'm gonna say the locks. Griselda. Wu-Tang.
Just name, if you know any other ones that you fuck with, name those.
Yeah, G-Unit. Don't it?
There you go, G-Unit. We forgot about G-Unit.
And I was going with Outkast.
What about
I already said them. Say somebody else.
I'm just if I had to go six.
Come on. Group that you listen to, like, I'm had that flavor.
Nah, UGK, man.
Ooh,
UGK. Yeah,
come on,
UGK for
thank
real.
You.
Yeah,
because honestly,
pour out the Texas.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Swanging.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Let's go,
Trump
Dave.
Waving.
I don't know. Yeah, y'all pretty much said all of them, but is Cash Money a group or a label?
Hot Boys is the group.
Hot Boys is the group.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't
Big
say
Big Time
the Hot
is
Boys,
a group.
They're good. I wouldn't say the Big Time is
a group. I know, I feel you. But I'm just, you know, give you the separation.
Yeah, for all y'all South niggas. You know what I mean? Who else we got out there?
Come on.
I mean, of course, y'all old niggas gonna say Tribe Called Quest.
You gonna say your NWA.
Yeah, Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, damn, I forgot about NWA.
Can't forget about NWA, bro.
I damn sure forgot about them.
Can't forget about Two Live Crew.
Hey!
Let's keep it nasty one time with them. You know what I mean? Like, what we doing out here?
Live. Run DMC.
Can't forget Onyx.
Onyx, yeah. Oh, EPMD. Yeah, man.
Real shit. Naming some fucking legends.
Y'all gonna do the Death Squad?
Oh, I'm about to say Death Squad.
Death Squad.
Yo, to be real, Redman and Method Man is a group.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
They a group. Mm-hmm. They was just Redman and Method Man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
8 Ball and MJG.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep it real.
Let's go. Dirty Boys.
Mm.
What you say?
Dirty Boys.
Dirty boys, fat boys.
Yeah, man. Oh shit. Legendary shit, man.
Yeah.
Legendary shit.
Out the hip hop.
Hey, did y'all see that Kevin Hart special on Netflix? That new shit?
Man, I started to watch and fell asleep.
Yeah, oh, that's how you felt about it, Moses. You just fall asleep on it.
Nah, I was tired.
First thing I noticed when I watched it was, damn, I thought this bitch was in the comedy club. That shit is in his crib.
At his house, right?
And that's a nice little setup he got down there.
Big everybody was masked up, too.
Oh, yeah. Everybody except him.
Except him, right.
Yeah. I done had everybody masked up, too.
I would have had a clear thing between us and
him. Right. A little clear
yeah. Things.
It don't look good for the tape.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. It's my safety.
I feel that.
I thought the special was cool. I thought it was all right.
Yeah, it's all right. For the comedy that Kevin Hart do.
The celebrity that he is, that he said on there.
Yeah, that good old family comedy. You know what I mean? That good old family. I laughed a little bit.
I laughed.
It wasn't trash. Definitely wasn't
the
trash.
The part that got me, Dave, I hope I'm not ruining it for anybody, but fuck it. It's just when he said he got in an accident, he couldn't move, he couldn't do nothing. And you don't know when you have to deal with something until you really in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't wipe his own ass. And a Mexican guy, which is the nurse or whatever, has to come in there and wipe his ass. That's fucked up, man. that's, man.
That's a tough situation to be in, for sure.
Man,
I'd be like, let my wife be. Like, get a lady, man.
Yeah, I got a request. This nigga hands nurse, is
too hard,
man.
Right? Like, why you wiping my ass like that, man? wait.
Shit's rough. Like, what the fuck?
Hurry up.
Stop. What the fuck,
nigga? Yeah, nigga, manhandling.
Yeah. Your hand's cool.
Yeah, lifting you up with one arm. Like, yo, this nigga's wild.
Talking about, I'm going to take good care of you. Don't you worry. Like,
don't worry, Mr. Hart. I'm going to take good care of you. Yeah. You in good hands. Man, you'll get the fuck out of here.
But the special was cool, man. It was cool. I mean, if you want to sit down with somebody, laugh, Netflix and chill, go ahead. I recommend it. Go finish it, Moses.
I'm going to do that. Don't worry about what
Nah,
I'm
you ain't going to finish it.
Shut up. You ain't even finished the Irishman. Have
you? No. Could you do it?
Next question.
I haven't. I will, though.
Does your shirt draw up when you put it?
What? What does this nigga be talking about, Dave? Like, I be thinking you be understanding this nigga. Yeah. I don't be understanding nothing this nigga be saying.
Shirts draw up sometimes. Your shirt getting smaller and smaller every time.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm eating man meat. So I'm getting big. I'm eating man meat. I'm a man eater.
That's I'm how you talk. Marinator?
That's how like, that nigga, old
y'all,
boys.
Y'all niggas just don't never yo, let that Dave, shit go, huh?
That nigga old voice changed
it's
to eat a burger.
It's plant-based, bro.
It's plant-based.
It's plant-based.
This nigga be talking
it's
just like that.
Plant
man. As soon as he eating them. Plant man. Man burgers.
It's good.
Delicious.
I'm gonna bring y'all them shit.
I'm gonna make a Beyond meatloaf on the grill. This nigga's crazy, man.
Beyond meatloaf, bro.
No,
I think you can though.
Yeah, I bet you can.
No, we can.
They be making salmon meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. Put salmon.
Salmon loaf.
That'd be fine meat. Too. Shout out to Afion Crockett. His stand up was fire too. I actually think his shit was better than Kevin Hart's.
Yeah.
Married to Society. That's my opinion though. I thought his shit was a little better.
Yeah. It probably is. It's, you know, a lot of times.
This was his first one, so I can see the hunger.
Right, exactly. You got something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Kevin Hart, he already got his
you know, base, he's doing it, you know, in his crib. I mean?
Exactly. His crib look like a fucking comedy club. She's lit down there.
She's crazy.
Mansion. But all his neighbors.
Yeah, little Avion. He did impressions and shit.
Yeah, he did a few impressions, of course. He was letting women know. He was letting women know about themselves, like Kevin Hart was too. Like, he had a few, you know, few moments or whatever.
What was the funniest thing on there?
The funniest? I can't say the funniest, because I ain't gonna lie. I had a few good laughs throughout the special.
Okay.
I can't even lie. I had more laughs with that special than I did Kevin Hart's.
What thing that standing out? What's the joke you remember?
I watched this shit like a week ago, so.
You forgot. And don't worry about
it. You know how I do, man.
Yeah, you drunk. You forgot by now.
It was fire, though. It was fire. I'm being honest.
He probably just said his name. He thought that was funny. Yeah.
Nah.
I may be crying.
He's from the Ville.
He's cracking.
What? Yo, y'all don't even support
the
Ville.
He's funny, though.
I'm sick of y'all.
No, because he don't.
That's what I'm saying. He's hilarious.
He's been through a lot. Like, I watched his career, like, blow up quick.
He's in a few movies.
Yes. And he always been good in them.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
saying?
Always funny.
So,
fucks with him, definitely. Fuck, we got over here.
Did you feel like he played Richard Pryor?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know. He don't.
I don't want to say no, and I don't want to say yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. He hasn't proved to me that I think he could play.
Cause that's a major step.
Yeah,
major,
you gotta play a serious role when you're playing an autobiography. I don't know.
You really don't know.
Well, when I heard about Mike Epps at one point in time,
I thought
I was
a
with
good
it.
Match.
I was with it.
Thought that was really gonna be interesting,
but I don't know.
I gotta see him do a clip or something.
Yeah, cause Richard Pryor is one of my.
It was between
all time favorites.
Marlon Wayans.
Yeah, I think he was going out for it too at one point.
Yeah.
Y'all fuck with that on that Rock Marciano album?
Come on.
That shit is hard.
Downtown 81, let's go.
Shit is hard.
Pay the $40. Pay the $40.
Yeah, his shit $40. Go on his web. I think it's on the website. Then you got the link in the.
It's worth
Instagram.
It.
I support Rock.
It's worth it.
Rock is one of them artists that.
I think he made all the beats himself except like one of them.
Rock is one of them artists you always wait for. You know what I'm saying? You'd be glad, like. You just can't understand his talk. You got to know what he's talking about. That's what I like about him. You got to know what he's talking about.
Soulful samples.
Yeah, it's like soulful
talking
samples.
That shit over.
Slick talking. Talking
yeah,
shit.
Slick talk. Talking. You're not going to understand if you don't been through
the lingo.
Yeah.
Fucks with him. Hey, Jeezy, I appreciate you on the verses, but this recession too, bro? I'm disappointed, bro.
Not feeling it?
He always keep a couple joints. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you something.
I already know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking up the name.
No,
I ain't going.
No, I'm talking about him.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Leave the fuck, don't.
Nigga living in the past and shit.
Man, whatever.
That's the thing, like, bro, I ain't trying to be funny.
Don't use the name, bro.
Listen to what I'm saying.
That's a classic. Don't ruin it.
Okay.
Recession is a classic.
Okay. You're okay, classic.
Recession going to always be a classic.
But listen.
It's going to be a classic without that. You know what I mean?
Listen, if you elevate, what are you supposed to talk about? He's not in the trap.
It's
no more.
It's not.
What is he supposed to talk? I'm asking you. What is he supposed to talk
about
if he's not in
trap? That's not my problem, bro.
Okay.
That's not
so
my problem.
So guess what? His music is going to be elevated.
I'm not saying that. Maybe then don't use the recession. When you was talking that recession shit, when it was really a recession, he was talking that recession
that's
shit
his friend.
For real.
It's
then.
A different kind of recession.
No, it ain't.
It is, man.
Niggas
him.
Is broke. Unfortunately.
No,
unemployment
about.
Is fucked up right now.
He wasn't talking about that broke shit.
Yeah, so what is the difference between this content and the last content
one.
That you don't like? What? It's a different time, bro. So you can't be talking about the same thing if you're talking about this. He's talking yeah, about different recession. Yeah,
he got joints on there. I ain't going to lie. I'm just saying this. If you're going to name it a recession, too, make sure it's a classic again. If you know what I'm saying, you got joints in there, you ain't feeling like that. You
nah,
just put it out.
With it. He not putting. Nah, I don't think he would just put.
He putting
out
shit out,
shit.
Man. Fuck, nobody's doing that
he,
shit out.
I don't think he just know. That. Yeah, I don't think he's just putting nothing out. I think like.
Yeah, I know how I feel about you.
Yeah, but me and Dave, me and David understand. Like you got to elevate. Jay-Z did the same thing, but at the same time, it was good music. Maybe you just not.
Niggas don't want
like,
niggas.
Don't, yeah, don't. Like he don't want some albums grow, I didn't man. Like Jay-Z because it wasn't as hard because I had to understand like he was elevating. Then I listened to it again, it's hard.
I understand he's elevating, but Hov ain't putting out Blueprint 6 and fucking, you know what I'm saying, American Gangster 2 and like it's different names. Just keep the shit. I mean, they're different classics. Let's let them be different classics. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, he can. Look at Busta Rhymes. His,
he too invested
last
in the name, nigga.
Yeah. Look at Busta
That's
Rhymes.
That's because I'm a fan.
But look at Busta Rhymes, his last one. It was the same, but not really. It was elevated.
I can't help how I fan out. Sorry.
I just feel like you just want...
Fan
out. I'm a Jeezy fan, man.
No,
I've been to shows,
I just feel like you
shit.
Want Jeezy to stay in one place. You can't do that.
Nah, it's not about that.
Yeah,
I'm
it
cool
is.
With that. Just
I want him to stay in one place, but I want him to move.
So if it was called something else, how would you like the album?
Then I'd be like, okay, it's a decent album.
Nigga, you sound fucking stupid.
But I say
it's a decent album regardless.
But it's not
going to
be
name.
A classic.
Yeah, like,
but it's not going to be a classic, Dave.
Regardless of the name.
If you
so
can if you can say that if the name changed, it's still the same.
Still the same shit.
It's still the same shit. Man. I feel what you're saying. He passionate.
That's all it is, man. I'm a real fan. That's
no, it. No. Don't cry about it.
2 Chainz album. Y'all fuck with it?
Easy. It was nice.
Why, Jeezy? Why?
Recession.
True. That nigga was crying in the pillow.
This shit not it.
You a liar.
Why?
You a liar.
2 Chainz album, man. 2 Chainz album.
You like it? What's that girl name on there?
2 Chainz got like a few joints on there. It could be better, though.
What's that girl Mulatto on there?
2 Chainz album sounds like a typical 2 Chainz album to me.
Yeah.
It just sounds the same.
It's an average 2 Chainz yeah. album. It's average.
He rapping. Decent beats. Got some skips.
Elevated.
Not mad about it.
Yeah, he got some, but he got some shit on there, though.
He definitely got some shit on there.
Bangers is bangers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But my joint is that Pretty Girl Love trap music.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah.
I think that's a classic.
Between that and True Religion, like, he ain't really made nothing to me in writing that well. You know what I'm saying? Like, all those little True albums is cool.
See,
I
the
like
thing.
Them, but.
Like,
you know
I like
what I mean?
This all this shit. I like all this shit.
No, I do too.
Even this last one was good.
And he don't make
I mean, it was cool. It was, like I said, it was typical.
Nah.
What, rap and go
you
to the
just
league?
Like, that's what I said. You got different opinions and different kind of fans.
Man. I swear I'm tired. I don't know. Oh, shout out to Moray. I see you with that quicksand, nigga. Ville shit. Y'all motherfuckers ever text the wrong person by accident before?
Of course, man.
Plenty of times.
Like, what was the worst?
I mean, like, yeah.
Like what was the worst? Like,
no.
Come on, Moses. I see it. Who we all have, bro?
I had two shorties. I had text the wrong shit. To one of the shorties had to cover up and shit. I was like, yeah, I'm about to come through. She was like, what? You just left. I was like, nah, I thought I left something there. Never mind. I done found it. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Save, yeah. Man. So I had to really like think on some shit. I had text ass. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm doing too much. That's when you got like, you're doing too much. I was laughing at it because she kept asking about it too. Like, yeah, nothing.
Right.
Don't ask me no more.
Right, now you getting mad.
Yeah. Now see, nothing. Nigga be fucking up, get mad for no reason. What about it? Nothing. Listen.
Right.
We don't need to talk to me. You know, I'm about to end this.
You in the wrong the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in the wrong the whole time.
Yeah, you ain't shit.
Yeah, that was younger days.
Younger days.
Man, you had to be shit up with young.
I think I might have texted my mother about some weed one time. I'm pretty sure I did that.
Why are you texting your mother about weed?
I was on the wrong text, obviously. I'm trying to get some weed.
Yeah. Trying to get, yo.
Yeah, I need a QP. I need,
whoa.
jokes.
Yeah, yo, you going hard.
Oh, man. My God.
Yeah, what? How much is a key, ma? What?
Yeah. You tripping.
You getting keys, man?
Holy shit.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, man, I remember a long time ago back when I was, selling weed, right? And I used to get some mid shit. Used to call it Zona back in the day and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this army dude he used to buy from me and shit. He used to get like small shit,
mm-hmm.
but I would get the shit that would look like some purple shit, some purple mid, mm-hmm. whatever. And I'd be like, yo, this is some purple shit. And he used to buy it from for like $25 a gram.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I'm getting off. Boom. He'd be like, yeah, let me get 100 worth. I'm like, boom, 4 grams. Boom. Here you go. I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, I don't know why I want to get into a braggish moment, right?
The idiot.
So I text one of the homies I'm thinking and like, yo, I'm still getting that army dude. You know what I'm saying? I just seen him. He just copped a 100. You know what I'm saying? When I'm lit, you know what I mean? We probably gonna do some shit later. You know what I mean?
Turn up. Man.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Lit.
Yeah. I'm ill out here, right?
I'm stupid.
So I'm like, it got about 2 hours later. I'm like, damn, why the homie ain't never text me back and be like, laugh out loud. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, yeah. I text the fucking army dude the whole time.
That nigga was like, oh, word?
Yeah, man. This is the last time I spoke. Yeah.
So then, look, then I want to be an idiot trying to cover up. Oh, my bad, yo. I'm talking hey, about bro, this other dude. Man, I never got a response back, man. I never made that again, man.
You idiot.
That was back in the show. Oh, stupid shit.
You should like, April Fools. Like, bro, I'm in this sorority. We got to trick people, so.
Right.
You stupid.
Oh, man. That shit is trash.
This nigga bragging. Yeah, nigga. I got all this cash. Right. He's stupid. This is the stupidest army dude I ever see in my fucking life. Dog. He's really stupid, dog.
He walked up to the car with his stupid look on his face. Yeah. Hand me all his money.
He got the stupid ass brim. Get out of here. Smoking the joints.
Right. And then he gonna text a nigga back, psych.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga.
Every time he comes to the car, he had like a little bitch. You know what I'm saying? Bitch.
Oh, man.
Text back, little bitch.
I never got a text back, man. I never got a text back.
You're an idiot.
It is what it is, man.
I'm jigging on.
I meant to ask y'all, are y'all picky about where y'all go grocery shopping? It depends on what I'm buying.
Not really. Because I like all groceries. I like IGA. I like Food Line. But I do fuck with Harris Teeters. I got some shit.
It depends where you what you buy, you know what I mean?
If you want some shit, you gotta go to the high quality, you know what I'm saying, supermarkets. You gotta go to Harris Teeters. What's the other one called?
I heard Publix is good.
Publix.
Fresh Market is, yeah. Okay. I be at Fresh Market.
I just seen the commercial.
You got a cookout or something, you go to IGA in the country, man. They got all the deals. Or you go to Kinlaw's, you know what I mean? You get the meat for cheap.
Mm-hmm. You go to Kinlaw's.
You know
Kinlaw's.
What I mean? The quality Kinlaw meat is decent. And that's
Kinlaw's got
and for the people. And for the people who don't know who Kinlaw's is, that's everybody who ain't from
Eastsideville, mm-hmm. to be exact.
It's
North Carolina.
It's a grocery store. It's a hood grocery store. Owned by some white people that have been feeding the hood for a long time. They probably got some bad history.
Yeah, they racist.
But you know what I mean? But they've been feeding the hood, so yeah, you know I mean I can't be too mad. And they employ a whole bunch of niggas in
there. Nah, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
So I can't be too mad at them.
But yeah, you get shit. They got some Kinlaw's got some seafood shit too though.
It just depends on what I'm buying. Like I'm picky about my produce and like if I want some wild salmon, like I can't get the wild salmon from the Food Line IGA,
right. They don't got. I like to go to
Fresh Market.
Yeah, okay. A lot of organic shit. You gotta go search for that shit.
Even my seasoning, I'll be at Harris Teeter getting my seasoning, the organic seasoning,
fresh stream salmon.
You said what?
Fresh stream salmon.
No, it's wild caught.
Yeah, is it stream salmon or ocean salmon?
Yeah.
Ocean.
Pacific ocean.
It's a Pacific kind of thing. You're not a cook. I get it from the...
What?
Man, whatever, man. This is motherfucker episode 97. What's up? Y'all gonna pull up on Thanksgiving on me since I'm cooking? What's up, man?
Yeah,
I'm a papa.
Shout out to Worm.
Yeah, shout out to Worm.
Had a beautiful baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
All I want to say, if you go in the stores, watch out because people stabbing people.
Wait, what?
Yeah, just heard a story. Like, homeboy was telling me he got a friend and he went to the store. He just got off work. He went in Kangaroos. So he went there to get some gas. Before he went there, dude asked for some money. Said, I ain't got nothing but just this $15. You know what I'm saying? I can't give you that. So he went in there, got his stuff, came out, got the gas. And he went to his car. Guess he ain't lock it. So the dude came up, opened the door. Kane was like, man, I thought you said you had no money. He was like, I just told you I got $14. Niggas, all of a sudden, he said he just thought he was just poking him. He realized he was stabbing him. So after he realized, he started getting real aggressive. You know, I guess he realized, like, what the fuck going on? This nigga stabbed me.
Right.
Let me try to fight for my life. And so he's getting out, trying to fight for his life. Hold his arm up. He's stabbing his arm. You know what I'm saying? So he was able to get out of there, he said. But the thing is, I'm like, what the fuck is going on when you got bums, like, stabbing? And it was like a little setup. Yeah, so it probably wasn't no bum. It wasn't just no regular bum. It was a setup.
That's crazy, man.
What the fuck?
They got a van and shit. Jumped in the van.
The bum had a van?
Nah, the van had pulled off as soon as the shit happened because the nigga ran. You know what I'm saying?
If the bum had a van.
Right.
Yeah. Now, be careful out here. Be safe out here. It's about to be the holidays. A lot of different people going through a lot of different shit. Mind your business, like I said before. You can check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Instagram, Dirty_Water_Podcast. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. SoundCloud, Dirty Water Podcast. My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B. 914, what up?
And shout out to Worm again on that beautiful baby girl you just had, yo. You already know what it is love.
Baby girl.
East side of the Ville. You already know what time it is. 2-6 and
Moses.
Word.